This is CliffCentral.com.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Now that's how the fuck you start a hip hop show, man. That was the brand new WizKid Shabba featuring Chris Brown, Trey Songz, and French Montana. It is 6 minutes after 3 p.m. My name is DJ Capital, and this is the Capital Wrap Up on Cliff Central. What up? How's everybody feeling? I hope you guys are good. Montana, I know you good.
I'm okay. I'm actually.
You're not good. Are you not excited to see someone?
No, stop this thing. You know, that's just a homie. Please, man. That's just a homie. I don't know why this is funny.
I have a theory. I'm convinced that Monty has a crush on Chi Chi. What up, Chi Chi? So, what up, Chi Chi? What up, girl? I'm just causing shit. What up, Cat? What up, old school?
What up, fam?
Are you good? Are you good, Maji?
Yo, why you gotta be so controversial?
Come on, dog.
I just got here.
I gotta make up for last week. You know, I wasn't here last week, so I'm just making up, you know?
I'm speechless.
Yeah, I actually owe you guys a shout out. Yo, y'all held it down last week, you know.
Oh, for real?
Y'all fucked up here and there. You know? Y'all might have got some shit wrong.
But for the most part,
you guys really held it down, man. Shout out to you guys.
Thanks, man. Yeah. We mad appreciated, fam.
Yeah, and it looks like, again, it might just be us today. But,
shade.
But we'll see about that a bit later. I have faith in people, so we'll see about that a bit later. Man, let's get straight into the news, man. On the new music front, this song has been the talk since it, you know, since the original dropped. DJ Switch dropped the remix for Now or Never, featuring Pro, Youngster, Reason, Ginger Trill, Sia Shazzy, Kid Tinny, Pretty Ugly, Zagwe, Shane Eagle, Big Star Johnson, Black Lairs, and Proverb. Now, I haven't heard this remix, but I do have the exclusive, so we are going to be playing it right after we're done with the news. I know it's out for streaming, so you can go check it out. No one's played it on radio before, so.
Nah, they played it this morning, though.
Oh, damn. So it's not the exclusive?
Nah, it ain't
exclusive. Oh, damn. All right, well, it's still a new shit, so whatever, nigga. Whatever, nigga. KO's also got a brand new single coming out on Friday called Corruption. Yeah, apparently it's going to be a street anthem. So I'm pretty keen to hear that, man.
Same, I'm also pretty keen.
Boy, KO wants it all, boy. He doesn't want to let niggas shine for nobody. he doesn't want to, boy. He's holding onto that shit for dear life, boy.
Ish, dog.
Nah, let him get his. Let him
it's
get
the game,
his.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about others, dog? Other people got to eat, dog.
Who are these others that you want to shine?
What do you mean, dog? We had this conversation a few weeks
ago. He's talking about my E. He's talking about Kid X. Okay. He's talking about mugs.
You know what I mean? Talking about, yeah. Like, when was the last time we got a mugs single?
Since last year.
Since last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bebatin drink.
Bebatin, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But we didn't get a video for that.
Imagine.
Yeah.
I think it just comes down to yourself, pushing yourself as well, dog. I can't be like, yo, Cat, why aren't you pushing my shit? Like, I gotta push my own shit. I gotta shoot my own videos. At the end of the day.
You feel like the guys aren't pushing themselves?
Either, yeah. It's a combination of both.
Okay.
But then, remember we had a discussion about that even. Like, about the cash flow behind the marketing, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Look, in my view, it's gonna be like any other record label. The bigger artists are gonna get the bigger budgets. That's just how it works.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt. I get that.
But also, we're speaking on speculation.
Okay, specu.
You know what I mean? So, anyway, let's get through the new music. Let's stop speculating. Morales put out a brand new video for Corabella featuring Gigi LeMaine and Questa. I'm not a huge fan of the song, to be honest, but the video is dope. I like the video. I think it's dope.
I'm not a fan of the dude.
Oh, wow. WTF has also put out a brand new single called Niga. They literally posted up, I think it was on Monday morning. And they were like, yo, man, we were in studio last night. We came up with this, so we just decided to put it out for free. So it was just an impromptu drop from the guys. They haven't really put out anything in a while, so I think, you know, they were just trying to shake the
Have you heard this song?
I have not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you?
Nope.
Are you going to?
I will. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Cool. The way you said nope, you just you sounded like you weren't.
No.
Yeah, you were so disinterested. Yeah. Like,
no, I liked the previous stuff. I just haven't heard it, this one.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I've never really.
Cause you're old school.
Yeah. Old school guys. Like,
it actually is. But it's okay.
If it's nice, I'll say it's nice. If I don't know, like.
So wait, are you saying WTF has never put out nice music?
I never said that.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I said I've never been a fan of their music, but they put out dope tracks. Like
that.
It sounds like a
hella contradictory.
Yeah, very contradictory. But
so you're saying this music is nice, but I don't like it.
No, man.
That's exactly what you're saying.
It's nice, but it's not for me. If you understand what I'm saying.
So how can you then?
It's nice for everybody else.
So you don't like it.
I don't like
exactly.
It.
You don't like
it. Yeah, just say that. Complicate our lives, dog.
Sorry. I just tried to be diplomatic.
Yeah, you did.
I couldn't. I failed dismally. But it's fine.
Altita's got a brand new single on the way as well. I haven't heard. I don't know what it's called. I don't know about the features, anything. But he claims it's going to be one of the biggest singles of the year.
You said that about Oh No, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't.
But you have to say that.
Yeah, I guess.
You have to say that about all your songs.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the problem is with saying that, you build an unnecessary hype around a song, and then it disappoints. Like, I Got the Keys.
But here's my thing.
Do you know what I mean?
Here's my thing. Oh No was not a bad song. It was a great song.
I did not. No, I'm talking about, like, in general. I'm not talking about El Tito per se.
Okay, I thought it was.
That's why I made the example of I Got the Keys.
Yeah.
Because remember how hyped everybody was, like, yo, it's going down.
Okay, I like I Got
just
the Keys.
Just another future
so.
Song. Yeah, nah, it's just another future song, though.
It's matter. It's cool. Like, it's
I
cool.
Like
it's
it,
okay.
Like,
it's
cool. No, it's nice.
It's nice, but it's not like, a game changer. Oh, my God.
I actually think For Free was a better single for Khaled.
Yeah.
I Got the Keys. Anyway, moving along, MT and Fifi Cooper have put out a brand new video for Ngeke. Now, this song confuses me, right? Because this song is both on MT's album, and it's also on Fifi's album. On Avery, it's MT featuring Fifi joint. On Fifi's album, it's Fifi featuring MT. And then now when the video comes out, they're saying MT featuring Fifi. So I'm not sure whose song it is, but it's both of them together. The video's out. It's pretty dope. I checked it out. And it's like, there's younger versions of themselves in the video. Like, it's them growing up, basically.
Sky's the limit kind of situation.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so they got the budget, so they can.
Yeah.
Budget!
And there's a flex at the end of the video where they just out there just posing with the metros, with the statuettes. Yeah. I was like, it's you!
Trophies!
It's you. So shout out to them on that video. Make sure you go check it out. Last week we told you guys that the AKA One Time video was shot and should be coming out soon. It's been confirmed. It's coming out tomorrow and it will be premiering on Top Billing. So
Top Billing.
Yeah.
Top Billing.
Yeah.
I think it's because of
AKA what?
No, dog.
Is she not on Top Billing anymore?
But he's premiered a video on Top Billing before.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, really?
Congratulate.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
But she was there anyway. Still.
No, she wasn't there yet.
She was.
No.
She was.
No.
She was.
Okay. Okay, cats. Okay. Okay.
Anyway, I'm trying to figure out the angle. Why Top Billing?
I think it's just promoting clean stuff. You know, that's clean.
But
the
even
Top Billing is clean, and Channel O is not clean.
No, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
But
Top Billing is clean stuff. You know,
but
like
here's my thing,
you know?
Though. Like,
I don't know if they're going to play your videos no more.
Like, I don't understand. Like, that whole. Yeah, actually, that's a good question, dog. Like, MTV Nyana, you know?
No, you know, I think it's
like,
just.
Like, or Trace, because, I mean, it's more based. Music based guys.
Yeah,
music
of course
channel.
But I think it's also you know, like, it makes more of a statement, you know, when you drop your music video on a lifestyle show, you know.
I think he's trying to reach a different market.
Yeah, that too, definitely, you know. And also I think this is the kind of song to try reach that market with. Like, if you dropped the DreamWorks video on Top Billing, I don't think it would work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But with One Time, a song like this, you know,
I think, yeah, it probably has a lifestyle feel to it, because I saw the pictures and I was like, okay,
I mean, yeah.
Pinstripe suits,
yeah,
with the classic
and the
whips
content about blessings
and
all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll
but
see.
Then
I guess we'll
he premiered the song on Live Amp. Why didn't he put the video on there?
I don't know, dog. You also don't have to stick to the same formula.
I guess.
You know? Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's just been speculating today. We're just speculating, guys.
Let's go overseas, man. Young Thug was modeling for Calvin Klein. But get this, he was modeling women's wear. The Atlanta rapper shown on Calvin Klein's Instagram in a black pinstripe dress with black pants underneath. And the caption explains that this look is from the woman's collection. They had a promotional video for Calvin Klein. And Young Thug explains that, yeah, man, I feel like there's no such thing as gender. So he's like, yo, man, a gangster's a gangster, whether you wear jeans, whether you wear a dress.
Jaden Smith, guys. Like,
yeah, Jaden did it as well.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, he just recently, what was it? Is it Gucci or something?
I think it was Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton. Like, what the fuck?
Hey,
yeah.
Man.
I'm not, look.
People are trying to blur the gender lines, you know. There's same-sex bathrooms and, you know, they don't want to discriminate no more.
Here's my thing, man. Like, Shop, let's have gender lines. I mean, let's
eradicate. Gender transparency.
Yeah, the gender lines. But why is it called women's clothing? It's surely for women.
Exactly.
Like in other aspects, there are aspects where we can get away with it, you know, with, you know, things being unisex. But, like, I don't know, man. I just feel like a dress should be worn by a woman. I don't know. Like,
that sounds very sexist.
Yeah.
That sounded so fucking sexist.
No, as it came off my tongue, I felt like it.
You're
it
like, shit, I said the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah.
None offense, man.
Let's move on before I get myself into some trouble, man. Future has inked a deal with Reebok. He's not gonna let Metro Boomin outdo him.
Major deal alert.
He just inked with Reebok, and he said, "I'm excited to kick off the summer with Reebok. It's natural for me to work with a brand like Reebok. It also shares my beliefs in moving the culture forward and being passionate about what you believe on." So,
but
yeah,
why,
man,
is it that, like, Reebok, like, since the whole Jeon and sneaker deal, like,
been quiet?
Yeah, they've been quiet. Like, they did a deal with Rick Ross. Nothing came out from that.
In terms of sneakers.
And how it catapulted, it should have catapulted them to the next level. Like what Adidas has done for Yeezy. You know what I mean?
I also just think Reebok isn't as cool as it used to be.
It's not, eh?
Yeah.
And Rick Ross fucked it up as well, talking about, you know, raping women and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Molly in a drink and shit like that.
Yeah.
Alright, so, but I don't know, hey. Reebok is just trying, but
also maybe the product. Do you actually like Reebok sneakers?
No.
See, maybe the actual product isn't good, or people don't like it as much as Nike or Adidas.
Yeah.
So you can put whatever face you want. If I don't like the product, like Under Armour, you got Steph Curry on there, I don't like the shoe, I'm not gonna buy it.
Yeah, for real. You know what I mean? For real.
Yeah, but apparently people are buying that shit, dog.
Obviously it'll never be.
It won't be a Jordan. It won't be a Jordan.
And obviously people will buy. Obviously there will always be people. Some people will buy, but it'll never be on that level.
But Under Armour has been throwing money at everybody.
Yeah, they got the MVPs everybody. Of all three major sports.
Yeah,
the MVP of baseball, basketball,
and golf.
And football. Golf, football, I think,
and
it
football.
Was.
Yeah,
but they've got golf now.
Yeah, they do.
Under Armour.
Right.
Yeah, Under Armour.
I was nowhere. I went.
But they're also not attractive. Like it's exactly. Not appealing for me. I don't know why. But anyway,
I was waiting for that. So Gucci Mane and Drake are reportedly recording a joint project together. And this comes from producer Zaytoven. Yeah, man. He says they were at a video shoot. They were working on Gucci's album, and then Drake came through, and then they just started talking. And they were like, yo, man, what if we do a project together?
I saw that shit on Instagram. I think it happened.
That was just before he came to South Africa, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they were all out in Atlanta with Mike Will. Yeah, with Mike Will and Zaytoven. So, yeah.
I think it's a smart move for Drake. Drake is very smart with his business moves. Like, he did the Future tape. Now he's doing the Gucci tape. Like, he's keeping his street cred up. Like,
even though especially he doesn't have album, street cred.
Especially because the album is now a pop album, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so he needs to stay in tune with the streets.
With the streets, exactly.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I agree. That's exactly what he did with Future. Mm. And now that's what he's doing with Gucci. If this tape does come through to life. Oh, my God, you're such a fan. All right, so, Jay-Z has dropped a brand new single called Spiritual. This dropped exclusively on Tidal. I ain't got no Tidal subscription.
I heard the track.
Oh, yeah, how is it?
It was because of the shootings and stuff.
Yeah,
right? But he's like now making a whole playlist and all that shit like that. But I don't know about the track. It's dope, you know what I mean? But it's not dope.
Dog, you know you've been saying that for the past 20 minutes.
Dope is not dope.
Okay,
damn
let
you.
Me just say it's lukewarm.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. And that's quite sad because this is his first joint in, 3 years? Like solo joint. So for it to be lukewarm,
I guess it's
sad.
The type of song it is.
Yeah, it's the type of song. Like, you won't hear him flex, but he's, you know.
Delivering a message.
He's delivering a message. It's a PSA, so to speak.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. So basically, you wanted him to like really rap and give us some fly jiggy rap shit or
no,
whatever?
No, not fly jiggy rap shit, but like the wordplay wasn't what I thought it would
okay.
be.
Okay, okay, no, I hear what you're saying. So Schoolboy Q has dropped his long awaited LP, Blank Face. 17 joints featuring the likes of Vince Staples, Jadakiss, E-40, Kanye West, and some of his black hippie counterparts, man. Kanye is obviously on the lead single called That Part.
That Part, yeah.
Fucking love that joint.
I enjoy that song. Yo, shit.
I love that joint.
I've been having that song on my phone, but I haven't listened to it.
Wow.
I'm an asshole. Like,
are you planning on listening?
Now I am.
Like, no, it's fine. You can
lose out.
I promise you guys.
If it sucks for me, I'm gonna swear the both of you.
That's fine. You'll have to wait a week. You'll forget by next week. Now Kendrick was rumored to have produced on Schoolboy's new album, but Schoolboy actually came out and said that Kendrick didn't produce any joints, but he did give some background vocals. Which I think could be interesting, man. Yeah, speaking of Schoolboy, he actually almost quit rapping after he released Oxymoron.
He was like, after Oxymoron,
I almost quit. I was gone for a year and a half. Then before that, I was gone for a year. This is away from home. And then before that, I was gone for 6 months. You get what I'm saying? That's 3 years, and my daughter's 7 years old. He says that in the 7 years of his daughter's life, he's only been around for 2 years. And
damn,
he just feels like...
he's been on the road and stuff.
Yeah, so he just feels like, man, he just gotta... You know, so he almost quit because he felt like he wasn't there for his daughter and his family.
But it's understandable because, I mean, he was in jail. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it was... I can truly understand that. Sometimes people are like, yo, dog, but the money... Nah, sometimes it's not about the money, like... The family, like family, is so important.
If he has a backup plan, then sure. Or if he feels he's made enough money and he can do something else with that money, then I get it. But if he's gonna sit at home and do nothing,
yeah. But of course, stupid. He's made money though. Like, you know what I mean?
As I'm saying, if he feels he's made enough to retire. Retire.
I mean, look for the average life, probably.
Yeah, for the
rap life.
No, but he's he hasn't put a persona across that he's a. Rapper that likes to ball.
No, you don't have to ball, but you have to live the rap life.
You don't have to live the rap life,
hey,
guys.
Hey, show me one rapper apart from J. Cole. Actually, I just killed my own point.
Exactly.
Never mind.
Like Macklemore.
Macklemore
doesn't live like a rapper.
What do you mean?
He doesn't live like a rapper.
You know what car he drives?
What car?
No, you don't. That's my
what
point.
What car does he drive?
That's my point.
No, like he had a few diaries. I see him on Instagram. Like, he does normal, regular white people shit.
Yeah,
like.
but do you know what car he drives?
No, I don't know what car he drives.
So what if he's got like 4 Lambos and like...
No, you speculating.
No,
I'm just saying.
You don't know either.
That's all I'm saying.
Have you seen his Instagram?
All I'm saying...
I'm talking based on his Instagram.
No, but you can't, though, because they show you what they want you to see.
Okay.
You see, someone like J. Cole, who said, yes, I used to have all that shit. I sold all my Rolexes. I sold all my cars. I now have a Vespa. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's like, fuck the rap life. I'm going to do this hippie shit. You know?
All right, nigga.
Anyway, let's move on, man. So, cool, Shop. The hip-hop, the VH1 Hip-Hop Honors took place. And, man, there was a tribute performance, man, for, basically what happened is Rich Homie Quan fucked up. He butchered the shit out of Notorious B.I.G.'s lyrics.
Oh, my God.
For real?
Yeah, Forget Money.
I was so annoyed,
man. It was a tribute. It was supposed to be a tribute to Lil' Kim. And so he went on Instagram and he was apologizing. He says, I assure you that I never intended to disrespect Biggie Smalls. I have long respected his work and his contributions to the rap game. I greatly apologize, not only to Biggie Smalls, but also to my fans and to New York. The city of New York has been nothing but good to me.
You asshole.
Flopped, yeah.
But here's my thing, dog. The biggest flop is the guy who said, Rich Homie Quan
must do the tribute. I agree.
That's like making Young Thug do a Tupac tribute.
No, but the thing is that if he had like killed it, no one would have said anything. They wouldn't have said why Rich Homie Quan.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
but my thing,
I think
is
just because he made a mistake.
That guy in that position.
So you just think it was the wrong guy in general?
How, dog? It's
definitely.
It's like if Portugal had started with Eder wouldn't have scored.
Yo, this ain't the football show, homie.
But I'm just saying, y'all know football, so I'm just making it as an example. You know what I mean?
We gotta move on because I don't like this football conversation.
Yo, shout out to Portugal.
All right, cool, shop. So, Bad Boy is set to release a 5-disc, 80-track disc set to celebrate their 20th anniversary. It's set to drop on the 20th of August this year. It features old artists, new artists, old songs, new songs, guys that were signed to the label, guys that have been managed by Bad Boy.
Here's my question.
80 tracks.
Yo, here's my question.
By now.
Now, all the people that used to be on there and all that, under Bad Boy, are they going to get their royalty checks?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Oh, you never know. Have you seen Craig Mack? Did you see 50 put Diddy on blast? He put up everybody that was under Bad Boy. Everybody under Bad Boy is struggling, except
okay. Let's say
Craig Mack.
They're supposed to get
they
their royalty checks.
Exactly.
I don't know if they will, but
exactly.
They're supposed to.
Have you seen Craig Mack? Did you see Craig Mack?
Yeah, I saw him when he popped up in that church.
Oh, my God.
He started rapping in church.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Also, guys, maybe they blow their money.
Actually,
they blow their money, but
maybe
still,
the royalty check ain't that long.
Yeah,
new
dog,
flavor
well.
In your ear.
That was a long ass time ago, Cat.
But how dog?
That was
surely, there've been a lot of people that played it.
That was a long
time. And people
time
who
ago.
Are on iTunes buy that shit. Like, yo, shit, that reminds me of what.
How many people?
But also, look at it this way. No artist has ever had more than two albums at Bad Boy.
No artist, no.
Only Diddy. So, like, how long is the money really?
Yeah.
You know, and usually what usually happens is the first album pops off, the second one not so much. So really, how long is the royalty check?
Damn.
You know, so yeah, that
something to think about,
man. Yeah. Bringing things back home. Last week, Nasty C and his crew were in a car crash, man. They were on the way to a show on Friday, and they apparently got hit by a drunken driver, and their car rolled, and it was written off. But luckily nobody was hurt, man.
I saw that on TV.
Yeah, man.
Thank goodness he survived. Yeah,
man. The car's fucked, man.
Yo.
So thank God he's alive, man.
Yo, man. Mm. Sure.
Also, the AKA interview on Sway. Did you guys watch that?
Yeah, I watched it. Straight after I left the show.
And what do you think?
I was streaming that shit. I think it was a good interview. Like, there was nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Can you watch it?
I thought it was dope.
I had an issue with the freestyle, which you discussed.
I thought it was dope.
Yeah.
But remember when we were talking about freestyling?
Yeah.
Last week?
Yeah. And I told you. I told you. He even said it. He even told you. I wrote this yesterday. He didn't even pretend like this is, you know, he said, I wrote this last night.
But
old school.
At the same time,
yeah.
You know what made me laugh?
Yeah.
It's like Casper went on Sierra petty levels. Like, after that shit dropped,
yeah,
that nigga was like, I'm the first South African rapper to go on Sway in the morning. Really? That's Nanda, but dog. You know what I mean? Like, I just felt like that was a bit petty. Sorry to digress, but...
Yeah, hella digressing.
I just needed to voice that.
Okay.
But anyway, I thought he held it down, as usual, in AKA
style.
Fashion. Mm.
So, I want to address two things about the interview, right? Firstly, he spoke about the whole situation about him and Casper.
The plane.
Which we spoke about on the Capital Wrap-Up
three weeks
ago.
First.
So don't forget wherever you hear shit first, okay? And secondly, man, a lot of people are complaining about the fact that AKA was reading his rhymes off the line, and the fact that he rapped his bang out verse.
Yeah, that now, was one of my complaints.
He pulled the drizzy.
Here's my thing. Firstly, almost every rapper that you love does that. And secondly, and maybe my biggest point here is, when an AKA goes on a Sway in the Morning, he's not trying to impress us, the South African fans.
Yeah,
that already
not
love
even
him.
A little bit.
He knows we love him, you know? He's trying to get more fans, so he would rather do a verse that he's more comfortable with. And he can impress the people on that side that are hearing him for the first time, you know?
You are correct, and we had this discussion, but I was saying, why can't you just write a new one? A new dope one?
Because he did.
Oh, he did, right.
You know, so...
Okay.
We're contradicting ourselves today.
Okay, that's fair. But that verse finished.
Yeah.
And then he went and carried on with the bang out verse.
Yeah.
Like, that's my only qual. Like,
so you're saying you should have just stopped there?
Maybe. If not, maybe. Write some more, nigga. Like, you
but
know.
But Monty, here's my thing, he's not trying to impress you.
Write your 32 bars or whatever you need to write.
At the end of the day, whether he raps the bang out verse or not, you're still going to buy the next album. He's not trying to impress you.
Damn you.
How, dog? But it's true. You think they go overseas just to say, look, South Africa, I'm making it. No, nigga, they're getting more fans.
But I do like the new verse that he wrote as well.
Yeah.
But I think America would like AKA more, though.
I mean, stop making this a competition, man.
It is a competition. Like, oh,
man.
It's the rap
again.
Game. It's the rap game. Nah, you can't tell me you come into the rap game like just to blend in.
Okay, but
ain't nobody
not
trying
that,
to blend
like,
in and rap, dog.
Also, like,
it's a competition.
I honestly think we as the public also need to stop adding fuel to the fire. You know? Like,
I'm not saying they must fight.
I think
I'm not saying they must fight.
Verse is also nice, though.
I'm not saying they must fight.
Definitely.
I'm not saying they must fight.
Yeah, but what
I'm
saying,
just saying,
stop comparing them. That's what I'm saying.
Why?
That's what I'm saying.
Why must
I? What's the point of it?
Hold on. Why must I stop comparing?
What's the point of it? I'm asking a question.
My point is that they are the two people up top. There needs to be one person up top.
Why?
What do you mean, why? What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because, dog, Kat, it's the rap game. There always has to be that
school,
one person
school.
On top.
Yeah, he's old school. That's the problem.
Yo, I'm cutting your mic. I just cut your mic. So we're going to go. We're going to wrap up the news with this little bit. Avery has gone platinum. And I didn't even see a gold announcement. These guys just went
straight to platinum.
Straight to platinum.
Yeah.
And he's MT done. Copped himself an AMG to celebrate.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
He's done.
That was dope.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what we have on the music front, man.
I just hope you can
on the news front.
Lastly, can I just say, fuck you, Capital, for cutting me off. Thank you.
All right, cool, Shop. So now we're about to play one of the most spoken about joints. I know Kat's hella excited about this. This is the brand new DJ Switch. This is Now or Never featuring a bunch of cats. And my biggest thing is, like, he was always, like, you know, he always mentioned that he's going to have a lot of cats on it. And I was like, yo, man, how long is this joint gonna be?
How long is it?
So, find out. All of us clinical. Jump on the bus with the general. Take you to Mars on my silly flow. Buzz on the trumpets, you really know. I spit mean, my punchline splits fleens. My 16s leave the world cut up like split screens. What's up? I'm in the mood to eliminate the fake dudes. There's a lot of false prophets in the world, so watch who you pray to. One look at you, I can tell that your mother's unfaithful to your father. So it means it's not your real father that raised you. Your real friends escaped you. Now you're hanging with the day twos. You buying real gold, but when you rap, you dropping fake jewels. You know I kept it cool. When the media try to pressure me, they sleeping on me, thinking they can keep me from my destiny. Like Leleti Kumalo Ntwada, I remember yesterday. It's like my fly over some heads, cause they were born yesterday. Okay, killer, I'm nice. Name an MC, that's Wave Villa. I'm real dope. You just an addiction of painkillers. It's now or never, never. It's time to change the game. It's a little bit like the Oscar trial, cause lots have tried to figure it out. Hip hop has died, the lost its vibe, it got ostracized. The minute of summer, you shot inside, I'm heavy nail, you Barry Rue. We standing across on opposite sides, you know very well I carry the truth. A lot of your rappers are compromised. Your songs are lies, you need some stronger guys to put it back on the rise. Because of you, hip hop's dead, now you need to be gone for life. Here's evidence that the veterans are much better than Lonely Gentleman. You couldn't even catch phrase, so this track's made to send it them. The life behind bars, you need some life behind your bars, because you're feeling it. Hit the electric chair, DJ, pull it. It's now or never, never, never. It's time to change the game.
Man, what happened to rap? Yeah. Man, what happened to rap?
Keeping it real.
I got
on CliffCentral.com.
Bye. God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It's true.
I can tell you who had the nicest verse.
I don't think you can.
I don't think I can.
That was the first time you had the joint?
Top three.
That was the first time you had the joint?
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
I think I can. Top three.
Okay. You didn't even know who was rapping at the time.
Hold on. Like, now that I can tell you. Okay.
Okay.
Not like in no specific order.
Okay.
Okay. It's Big Star.
Okay.
Youngster.
Okay.
And Proverb.
Pretty Ugly?
Pretty Ugly comes in a close second. Close second.
What do you mean second? You've named three guys.
No, a close second.
Like a close fourth. Yes. Is that what you're saying?
Come on, don't be an asshole. You know what I mean, man.
Okay.
Oh,
Munzee, what do you think?
I'm going with Pretty Ugly.
Yeah.
I'm going with Big Star.
Uh-huh.
And there was one more. Ah, who was it?
It was probably Youngster.
No, not Youngster. Youngster was nice, though, but not for me.
Not for you.
Yeah, I have my own people. Damn, man. not Pro. There was that other guy. Was it C.S. Shazzy or something? What is it?
Yeah, C.S. Shazzy.
Yeah.
Yo, man, for me, I think it's Youngster, Pretty Ugly, and Big Star, man. Yo, guys, this
that was
amazing.
Crazy.
But also, like that's just on first listen. That was my first time.
Yeah. I want to listen to it some more.
Yeah.
But here's my thing.
And
here's my thing about Now and Never.
There's definitely lines I
here's
missed.
My thing about. Definitely. Here's my thing about. No, never.
Yeah.
The track in general.
Yeah.
Your top is always like getting switched up. Every time you hear it, you have a new favorite.
And that's why.
Even
that's
with
why,
the original.
That's why. Before you, when you mentioned that you had a top three, I was like, are you sure? Like, cause you can't. Like, cause you're always gonna.
Yeah.
Switch it up.
But
yeah.
But now, as a first listen, that's my top
okay.
three.
Okay. On first listen.
Okay, that's fair. I know with Bang Out, my, you know. My top, my...
Yeah, the original was what? KOA.
Yeah, it was.
And you switched it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Man, that was the Now and Never remix. Make sure you go out, look for it, stream it. I think it will be available on iTunes soon. I'm not too sure exactly when, but look out for that. And this is the awkward part of the show. So, we were supposed to have a guest today. We don't have a guest. My G, please come here, dog. Please come here. Come here.
It's way too
late. We're supposed to have Lunatic. This is Lunatic's...
Manager.
Homie? Manager? What do we call you?
Introduce yourself, dog.
Assistant as such. I'm Mushu, by the way. I go by Mushu. I handle a lot of artists other than Lunatic. Other than Lunatic, like, not on a management basis, but on an whatever you need kind of basis.
Okay, so what do you do for Lunatic, number one? And number two, what happened to your mans, dog?
Mate, okay, for Lunatic,
because this is the second week in a row, we gotta call him out, fam.
It is. Nah, I'm sorry. On my part, I'm sorry because I was supposed to facilitate everything with logistics and whatnot.
Yeah.
Last minute family thing came up. He had to rush to KZN at 3, and I pleaded with him like at least 20 minutes, Nyana.
Yeah.
And like he hasn't been picking up.
Was this today?
All. Today.
And what happened last
he
week?
Agreed. No, last week he had to record some shandies with Cool Cat.
Oh, so we were on the back burner for...
I'm sorry,
but
I mean, Kuka's dropping an album, guys. He's dropping an album, guys.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I'm glad you guys are hearing this firsthand from the horse's mouth. So, so it's like we're not even...
We're not speculating for once today.
No, but sincerest apologies, guys.
No, my only issue is I asked you both times, like, yo,
true.
Are you sure you're going to make it?
True. Okay, but then how come
you said yes?
Why couldn't we get a telephonic interview?
He's not like available via phone. Like I've been trying, and if I am struggling, then no one's gonna get through to him phone. Like
I feel like he's not necessarily serious about coming onto the Capital wrap up. Then
yo, man, let's end that. Mushe, thank you so much, Maji. We just wanted some clarity from your perspective, so it didn't look biased or anything.
True. Like, I get what you mean.
All right, cool. Now, thank you, Maji. Appreciate it.
All right, nice.
So yeah, like I said, we were supposed to have Lunatic on the show today. didn't happen. We're supposed to have him last week as well. Didn't happen. So basically, we're just gonna talk shit and keep y'all entertained for the next 13 minutes, bro.
Dude, please talk about the AK freestyle, please.
Ow, dog, really?
Dog, I thought we let it go.
I thought we let it go.
I didn't inside. I didn't let it go.
This guy's touched.
I just said yeah because to let you know. So the
you've had a very bad week, huh?
Oh, wow.
You've had a very bad week.
Okay. Now, Kat, so you, the man who says freestyling, loves it off the top of the dome, are okay with what he did?
I didn't say I'm okay with it. I said he held it down in terms of the interview. The freestyle, you know how I feel about it. I don't like it when niggas, like, recite their bars. But, calm down. But before you rebuttal, Cap... like what you said made sense for him to repeat it overseas.
Okay, and I told you as well that it's okay. It seems like it's an okay practice. Seems like people, even Sway was like, it's okay if you, it's an old verse, you've written it down or whatever.
But you know what the thing is, you know what's so crazy? Like,
it's an accepted practice.
I have like quite a few freestyles that I've seen from Sway in the Morning,
mm-hmm.
from other rappers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And visually, not sound only. Like, yeah. You can see these guys are not necessarily, like, they're not, like, rapping from scripts. You know what I mean? So that's why, for me, it's like, if you go there and you pull a Drake on Funk Flex type of situation, now it's accepted because Drake has done it, but... I still don't like it.
I'm not sure personally. I agree with you, man. Firstly, on your first point, man, I've seen guys go on Westwood, for instance, and they'll spit some fire, and everyone will spaz out.
Mm.
2 months later, that's a joint.
Yeah,
and
Jay-Z did that.
Casper did that, actually.
Everybody
Jay-Z does
that.
Casper released that freestyle as a song.
Yeah, yesterday.
No,
but even he was when he was in London. There was a freestyle he did. I forgot if it was the Westwood or the Factory 78 freestyle he did. But that was the Ashes to Ashes. I think it was the Factory 78. Mm-hmm. He turned that into a song. So basically, that's my first thing to counteract what you're saying. And the second part I forgot what I was saying.
Turning songs into freestyles into songs.
Nah, that was okay. Your point.
I think it's become a new trend now. I mean, you have Timmy Turner coming out, which was a XXL freshman freestyle.
But
now
that's
it's
my
becoming
thing, like
now it's like a song now. It's becoming a song. It hasn't been released.
You know, I think the whole world, just to make cats happy, needs to drop this term freestyle. Because when you say freestyle, Cat expects you to go top of the dome.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So now the whole hip-hop community, everyone who's listening out there,
everybody shut.
We need to drop the term freestyle and call it verses.
Yeah.
Right? Would that make you happy?
Yeah, dropping a 16.
So Cat, my thing is that I don't know why you're the only one who hasn't accepted it. Because even Fabulous had a whole thing, Freestyle Fridays, where he dropped tracks. Verses on other people's beats, but obviously they were not freestyle.
I have that mixtape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Freestyle Friday. Freestyle. He's not freestyling, and you're okay with it. You have the mixtape. You enjoyed the songs.
How do you know he wasn't freestyling? Were you in the studio with him?
Cat, come on.
I'm asking.
That was not freestyling.
It's a question.
Okay, it was not freestyling.
It's a question.
Because you can hear it's not freestyling. You know it's not freestyling.
How do you know it?
Cat. There were songs for 2 minutes saying it's freestyling for 2 minutes.
You acted like you were his engineer, dog.
I can't come
like,
on,
Jesus.
Dude, wow.
Dog, how do you know he wasn't freestyling?
Okay, shut up. Okay, cool.
How do you know?
No, yeah, there's definitely a way to tell.
You know you can tell he's not freestyling, dude. You know that.
And you, old school of all people, you know. Keep it 100. Keep it 100. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, you're laughing because you know. Because you know.
Wait. Hold on.
He's going to say, were you there?
No, okay, bullshit aside. Wait. I wasn't there.
Okay, bullshit aside.
Bullshit aside.
Bullshit aside.
You know.
He probably did freestyle, but then they brushed up on it.
I don't agree.
Afterwards.
But okay.
It could be.
I don't agree.
It could go either way.
I do not agree.
Okay, fine. Let's agree to disagree. How's that?
Okay,
that's also fine. That's also fine. So I must out Monty on this. Last week,
no,
last week he lied to you guys.
I didn't lie.
Oh my God.
Cap,
yes.
I never lied. So, I don't know what you're talking about.
You were misinformed, huh?
No.
So last week, Monty told you guys that he had heard the new JR single. And he's like, yeah, it's dope. Yeah. He hadn't heard it. He was lying. Have you heard it now?
Cap, you think he's the only one that's got the clue?
No, you definitely told me off air. Yeah, I lied. I haven't heard it.
I don't know.
I don't know why Cap thinks he's, you know, super mega here. I mean, me and JR go way back.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, for real?
I'm kidding.
Hey, don't get called out, boy. Did you hear it or not?
I have not heard it yet, no.
So he lied. Yeah.
We got this on tape.
Talking about the wrong song, I think. Yeah.
We're going to play out with it just so Monty can hear it.
Yeah, that's his exclusive.
Yo, man, what else is happening, man, this weekend?
I feel like as black young men,
yeah,
we need to address...
No, please don't speak about America, dog. Ish.
I feel like we need to. Yo, as black ish, men.
Dog, it's so sad. Hey.
Dog, like, it's... I think it's... Because, you know what's so crazy about it?
Yeah.
Is that right now, shit is going down in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit is going down in America. Shit almost popped off in South Africa. You know what I mean? But, like, it's service delivery process. But, you know, although it was much bigger shit. I feel like... As South Africa, I feel like our rappers need to do more to educate our people in terms of, like, you know how Jay-Z dropped Spiritual?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
talking about the issues,
like the social issues. You know, I think our rappers need to do more rather than tell us about popping bottles
you,
in the club.
You bring that up because they asked AK about that
on Sway, yeah.
And he said that's not his lane. He said someone else maybe can do it, but he's not going to do it.
Whose lane is that?
I think it's just up. It's your choice. If you say I want to talk about this and you're going to rap about it or make a song about it, it's your own choice. It's not about whose lane is it. Like, you know what I mean? If I decide I want to do it, I'm going to do it. Type of thing.
I think it's anyone's lane, dog. If you're black, it's your lane.
It's anyone. If you decide you want to do it, do it. So I don't think it's no. This is only Cass lane. I can't rap about this.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, do it.
I think that needs to happen though. Like I really despise that statement.
Yeah,
I really despise it as a statement. Yeah, okay. As a black man, because at the end of the day, we talk about how we all need to stick together and shit like that. But then you have statements like that fucking throw everybody off, and it's like, oh, if he doesn't care, I won't care.
You know what I mean? I don't think it's a not caring thing. I want to use this example, man. When we had the xenophobic attacks, there was a bunch of artists that came together and they put out a song, shot a video for, you know. And look, man, the song was played on radio, it was played on TV, but in terms of impact, the consumer didn't really consume it as a song.
They didn't consume it because it wasn't something that they would make money off.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Who? Obviously, like, the proceeds of that song went to charities. It didn't go into their pockets.
No. I'm talking about the consumer.
Yes, like the listener.
It wasn't a big song. It wasn't even. You know what I mean? It wasn't a popular song.
It was a popular song. It wasn't. Hey, but at the same time, you look at shit that you see on Twitter. You look at what AKA tweets about. He tweets about how niggas must keep his name out of interviews and shit like that. You know what I mean? And to the general public, it's okay. You know what I mean? But when it comes to real social issues, I feel like it's done in bad taste. Because when you say that's not my lane, but you say you black, what does that mean?
But I also think you can't dictate someone else's truth.
I'm not saying you can't dictate it. I'm just saying, like, if we as a black people are going to come together, we need people who have the reach, and he has the reach. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a big AKA fan. I'm not even gonna lie. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I feel like people of his stature should mobilize. You know what I mean? And reach, because at the end of the day, fine, you'll have certain artists that only reach a certain amount of people in terms of mass and shit like that.
Yeah.
But then a person like AKA can reach the whole country or the whole continent for that matter.
So what about when he was speaking about his, you know, political choices and voting?
Yeah, what about it?
Like, I think that's him you know, portraying a positive image, just encouraging people, like whatever you vote for, whatever you want to take part in, just be
no,
active.
This is me. Yeah, he is. He was so, active.
So,
in that.
So now you want him to do everything.
He's saying it's not enough for him.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're saying.
I feel like it's not enough.
Okay, well,
I feel like everybody can do more. I feel like everybody can do more. I feel like we shouldn't be doing things just because of convenience.
Like you're allowed to think that.
And it's rap. rap started because of social issues.
Old school.
I hear you.
Rap started because of that. Do you understand what I mean?
I hear you, but I also think everyone should be allowed to have a choice of what they want to do. But yeah, man, it is that time right now. We do have to wrap things up. Montana, anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah, man. Brown Beach Party, go get your tickets. When is it, Cap?
Oh, wow, Montana. It's on the 8th of October.
8th of October.
Yeah.
Check until_ZA. Yo, crazy lineup. Got AKA out there, Cap. Maybe he'll, you know, spit some political words for you.
What a jackass.
Cat, anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm going to use this platform just to say, as black people, let's stop hating each other and love ourselves first and love everybody. The whole blanket effect needs to stop. This whole, oh, white people hate black people. No, not everybody hates each other, but love each other anyway.
Cool. For me, man, I'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Just for Monty, I'm going to play out with the brand new JR. This is a brand new
JR.
Yeah,
the exclude.
It's called 4-4. We'll see you guys next week, Wednesday, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.